Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, it is time for a special headline-grabbing current event, Armpits of America.
Yep, let's go to the coronavirus edition, shall we?
No.
Let it roll.
Who don't drink in Rocklahoma?
Your.
Who else in the local car say yay? Yeah.
Armpits of America.
They cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what do you have for us today?
So here's how it works, John and Fred. I will give you a true story that has happened, and all these just over the last couple of days. And after I read you the story, I will give you three choices as to what armpit of America it happened in. If you guess correctly, well, then you just win. A bit of self-pride, a little pat on the back. All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Story number one. The town middle school has a drive-through graduation. You've seen those, right, on TV. You know, there's been the drive-through birthdays where people go by the house and they, you know, honk at the person outside the window. And this is what's called a drive-through graduation a lot of schools are having. So the town middle school has one, and local man doesn't like it one bit. Was that in A, Oklahoma, B, Arkansas, or C, Kansas?
All right, so you have to think of where they would actually have a drive-by graduation. So it's Oklahoma. I'm going to say it's Kansas.
Arkansas. Oh, you both missed out on that. Let's go to Oklahoma, shall we? Where we go to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, as a matter of fact. Let's go to the tape.
Lately, instead of a round of applause, a lot of graduations or end of the school year celebrations have been replaced with a parade of honking. Lots and lots of honking. And tonight, not everyone is amused by it.
Yeah, Kevin, a man living across the street from an elementary school coming outside during that graduation send-off into summer, and instead of joining in on the celebration, he was trying to shut it down.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Okay, hang
so
on.
So long.
How old is this guy?
He's about 28.
I mean
30.
I mean, so this guy, just shut up. Just shut up. Oh, shut up. You idiot.
Shut up. Just
you know
shut up.
Do? You know what I would do? Is I would just sit in front of his house with a bullhorn and go, no, no, or one of those air horns, no. And I'm sure he's got, sitting there in Oklahoma City, I'm sure he's got things to do. You know, he's working on the McGovern case. You know, oh, please. Like, you know, it's too much. This half an hour of honking, it's gotten to me. Has he heard of construction? I mean, this guy is Brooklyn. This guy should move. They should give him a ticket and a free room and board in Brookline.
Just he sounds like a Brookline resident. Looks like comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Well, I would. Yeah. I would have said,
shut up.
Shut up.
Just shut up.
Just shut up. I mean, please. I wish I was Plastic Man so I could reach out and grab you. Or perhaps the Flash so I could just scoot away. You could, you know what you could do that would be interesting is take a walk, but then, you know, 5 feet away is not going to do you much. You know, oh, the honking's bothering me. Maybe I could drive down the street. Oh, I don't know. I mean, excuse me, I'm talking to my girlfriend from Japan. She cannot hear my bank account number.
I'm trying to give her my bank account number, and you're interrupting me.
Shut up. Just shut up.
So long, school.
Hi!
And hello, vacation.
Hi, December!
The last day of class? Looking a little different at Sparrow Elementary in South OKC. A drive-by summer send-off party for nearly 500 students.
Jesus.
Parents and teachers decorating posters and cars. The line stretching around the block. But not everyone on board.
It was just constant air horns and honking.
Albert, who lives directly across the street, taking a Sharpie
Excuse
to cardboard.
Me. Stop. Rewind it if I'm about like.
Okay.
Excuse me. Of course, his name's Albert. And he would not give his last name.
Just of course, I don't need the Star Trek contingent coming after me as I'm Star Wars. Excuse me, I'm trying to play with myself to some anime, and you're ruining the mood. Some octopi pornography, if you would.
Pardon me.
Pardon me. I am running out of dragons. This honking is ruining my flow. All right, go ahead.
Albert, who lives directly across the street, taking a Sharpie to cardboard and making a sign of his own.
It said, shut the ... up.
And sticking it straight all in his right, front right. yard.
His sign said, it's a giant sign that says, shut the F word up. Like, and he's holding it in his front yard right across the street from the school.
Well, listen, Jesus. I mean, he's obviously a man who's very sane. And I'm sure that nothing bad becomes of this. I'm sure that if you're in an elementary school with 500 kids and you're in Oklahoma City and some guy's got a sign telling your kids to F off. Yeah, that's a pretty good idea to advertise that in your front lawn. Oh, hey, I'm the guy telling your kids to F off. Here's where I live.
Let's check this gentleman's background.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, hey, if you're wondering who the a-hole is that's telling your kids to F off, I live here, right here, in this house, right across from, you'll see. Yeah, that, like, nothing bad's going to happen to that house. It'll be fine.
Shut ... up.
And sticking it straight in his front yard so everyone could see. Superintendent of Santa Fe South Schools, Chris Brewster, called immediately.
Would appreciate those words not being used around little ones.
But Albert, not apologizing.
It's not the first time they've seen it or heard it. I'm sure their parents use it.
And the school.
Somebody honks, and somebody honks as he's talking, and he just goes, gah. Like rolls his eyes, like while he's doing the interview, so goes.
I'm sure it's not the first time they've heard it. They've used it in Blaze Edition 3 at least twice. Now, excuse me, I'll be
just shut up.
Be looking at feet.
All of a sudden, call me with guys, DA.
That's right. It's all right. Continue.
It's not the first time they've seen it or heard it. I'm sure their parents use it.
And the school isn't either.
Today, maybe we woke him up and hope he gets some rest.
The school district tells me the celebration lasted about 45 minutes. Reporting live, Peyton Yeager, Oklahoma's News 4.
At what time of day? That's what I want to know. What
they
time of day?
It's like 10 a.m. or something.
Yeah, they woke him up. It's probably noon.
It says, shut the ... up.
Excuse me, when you
shut up.
When you rattled me out of bed, all the bugles fell off my chest, and that was going to be my breakfast snack.
Man, all right. Well, let's get to story number two. I will give you the scenario. You tell me the armpit in which it occurred in. Newly opened amusement park has thought of a brand new way to keep people socially distant from each other. Is this A, Georgia, B, Alabama, or C, Florida?
All right, wait. Go ahead. Wait, repeat it again.
Newly opened amusement park has thought of a brand new way to keep people socially distant from each other.
Okay, what are the choices?
A, Georgia, B, Alabama, or C, Florida.
All right, Florida and Georgia, they don't care. Because they're not coming up with.
Have you seen the videos of Alabama this weekend? I would say they lead the league and don't care.
I'm talking about being inventive. Florida, listen, okay, here's Florida. If you go to Disney World, it's all corporate. If you go to Gatorland, if you're going to Gatorland, you don't want a social distance. If you're going to Gatorland, you want to be up as close to as many people as possible. I am going to say Georgia. I'm going to say Alabama.
Okay. By the way, Rich, you were saying that Georgia is the leader. You know, Missouri's a close second after the weekend. I will say Florida. We're going tried and true. Florida.
John, you are correct. And Fred, let's go to one of your favorite places. Ooh. And to be honest, one of mine. Let's let it roll.
And now a word about safety from Gatorland.
All right, stop it right there. The two words shall not meet.
When none. You should just say after that.
Nope. Nope. I swear to God. Okay, I'd wear a mask. But other than that, I ain't doing nothing. If I want Gatorland, I'm not going. If you're going to make me do stuff, I don't want to go to Gatorland. So Gatorland is anarchy. I will wear a mask, but if I go to Gatorland, I don't want no rules.
Fred, can you imagine working at Gatorland where half of the employees have a nub for an arm because of their alligator feeding policies? And, like, it's probably the most dangerous park on the planet. And then the state of Florida saying, okay, if you want to reopen, here's seven, mandatory things you have to do.
Yeah,
can you imagine what the reaction is?
The reaction is like, okay, sure. Yeah, we'll get right on it. And so, if you're for the Florida government, like, do you really go back to Gatorland and make sure that they're enforced? Gatorland has been there for like 70 years. And go to Gatorland. It's so great. It's better than anything else there. And I'm not being facetious or ironic. Like, it's fantastic. All right. This is all they should have saved the paper or the phone bill, because none of this is going to happen.
So
nor would I want it to.
If you could just imagine how the employees of Gatorland tried to figure out a way to keep people socially distanced.
Well, first of all, you can't write it down, because then you're excluding 3/4 of the employees. Second of all, you know, like, I would imagine at least 1/10 of them don't have ears anymore because they've been bitten off. So I'd imagine, can I get a 3, huh? If you understand, say, huh? It's like, All right, you may continue.
And now a word about safety from Gatorland.
Hey, y'all! Gatorland and the rest of the state of Florida is very busy preparing to open back up and welcome guests from all around the world. And always, our goal is fun and safety.
All right, stop.
Should we just press a buzzer every time there's a lie?
Okay, first of all, that's an actress. That is an actress doing a hick voice, because no one from... I'm telling you, that is not someone who works at Gatorland. That is way too eloquent a person, and that is a person doing a voice. I'm not lying that it would sound more like, hey, y'all, Florida's opening up. We got gators. They eat meat. One dog chewed my hand.
Hey, y'all!
Coronavirus, I'm missing a ball.
Yes.
One of them gators cut off and went back out my ball.
So you got one ball out of the way.
That would just help me. I ain't going around feeling myself like some kind of homosexual. How many balls you got, Cleese? I don't know. What am I, some gay? Touching balls?
We'll test for temperature. We test if you're gay anyway when you come in. You ain't allowed.
Yeah, this woman does not work for Gatorland. She's a hired gun by Gatorland Enterprises. All right, continue.
Our goal is fun and safety. We have sanitizer. That's sanitizer for your hands. We have informative signage. All of our employees have face masks. But Gatorland has gone further.
You know why they have face masks, and it's an old joke that you probably heard, but obviously it's from their several crimes they've committed. But yes. They have face masks so the gators don't recognize them. I ain't the one you bit last time. I'm your friend. One of those things done tore my... One of those damn things tore... You know, the little bit of skin between on your elbow? One of them damn things tore that thing off. Ouchie, wouchie, I say. You could see the whole elbow mechanism. Fascinating. That's why I come doctor. All right, continue.
All of our employees have face masks, but Gatorland has gone further, farther, far. Gatorland has gone above and beyond any other place in the entire world. We would like to introduce to you the social distancing skunking. He's insisting that you stay distant.
Okay, hang on, stop the tape. They have a gentleman who is going to dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes and push you away.
But why did they say skunk?
It's skunk ape. I don't know what a skunk ape is. It's a type of ape. I don't know.
Oh, so they don't realize.
Gatorland has hired a dude to put in a gorilla suit who's going to jump out of the bushes and push you aside.
Just one guy? He's got to roam around the park?
We've moated. We've made, we took an ape and a skunk, and we've done made them. And now this ape is crazy. He could maul you, or he could fart the scent on you, and then you smell, and you're like, "Oh goodness!" But and then it mauls you. So it's very insulting. He'll maul you, and then he'll spray that fart stuff on you, and then you stink. And we got a skunk. And then someone's going to go, "Well, skunk bear is da da da." But we got a skunk bear. Can you imagine that guy just hauling off and knocking your kid about 5 feet? Social distance. And the idea that he has any idea what 6 feet is, like he can conceive of what 6 feet is. It could be 5 inches. It could be 10 miles, as far as this guy knows.
You know what I bet it is?
Two cows!
See that it's closed down. Maybe the Wolfman from Clark's Trading Post up in New Hampshire got himself a new gig.
Wait, they closed it down?
Well, I think it's, you know, listen, coronavirus.
But I mean, there's some things that you just don't close. Like, there's some things you just go, this is happening. Whether you like it or not. All right, so they have Skunk Man that comes out.
It's a guy in a giant bear costume. Or, I'm sorry, ape costume, who just jumps out and knocks you aside.
Okay, well, that sounds... Yeah. Again, this is...
Gatorland is a dare. Like, it's not an amusement park. It's a dare. Like, you go there, it's like, I dare you to go there. All right, man. Because, like, everyone's getting, like, bitten left and right. And now you've got a dude dressed as an ape who will jump out of the bushes and smash you against a wall if he needs to.
Yeah, you walk through a bunch of boring crap, and then you get to the... Well, if you've seen Jackass, you've seen it. And then you get to this mud pit, and the guys go in there and taunt the gators with meat. And then stick their head in the gator's mouth and, like, stick their hand in the gator's mouth with meat on it. And the gator snaps and they pull their hands out. Oh, yeah. It's just to see. It's a thing to see if a guy gets bit. I mean, that's all Gatorland is.
We have so many people familiar with the South. Everyone saying Skunk Ape is like the Florida Swamp Bigfoot. It's like Sasquatch, but in the Everglades.
Okay. All right.
Give the Skunk Man a 6-foot harpoon. And if he gets stabbed, whoops, you were too close.
Yeah, well, they don't care about that. I mean, if you're going to Gatorland, I mean, come on, get in the spirit of things. Wear a mask.
Get tossed around by an ape.
Yeah, wear a mask, enjoy the skunk ape, and everything will be fine. All right, we got to break.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm the big scary man guy. Put a couple biscuits in the basket. They went top shelf where mama keeps the peanut butter and where I hide the porno.
It's too good time, it's too good time, it's too good time, it's too good. Too good, too good, too good. Tuca time, it's Tuca time, it's Tuca time, it's Tuca! Tuca, 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 Tuca!
I'm gonna be so hungover at work tomorrow, I'm not gonna do anything!
98.5 to Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And the NHL has kind of a weird plan to get back into the swing of things. Ty Anderson covers NHL and a bunch of other sports for 98.5 The Sports Hub. Are you in the Town Fair Tire Studios? Are you there?
No, I'm home. I've been where I've been for 2.5 months now. It's kind of depressing.
Oh, kind of? Oh, you're the one who finds it depressing. How novel. What an idea.
Yeah, I go outside and I wear like a mask, and it makes me just feel like I'm afraid of strangers now more so than usual as like a tiny person. So I'm not having fun with any of this right now.
Yeah, come to Tennessee. There's not a lot of masks going on.
I was going to ask you, Ty, because you're a big movie guy, and I've seen you tweeting about all you want to do is just go back to the movie theater. Like, when will you feel like safe going to a movie theater again?
First night. We're already lined for the IMAX. I'm coming to you live from Jordan's Furniture. We're already here. Whatever comes out, we're already here. Now I'll be there like the first weekend. I miss things too much to be like, I'll wait till January. Like I'll wait, but I'll be there the first night.
Yeah. You know what I love is that I think it's Christopher Nolan. Yeah, Christopher Nolan's got this movie called Tenet coming out, which looks unbelievable, by the way. And I think his whole plan is that he wants to be like, there's like the release date on it is fluid, and he wants to release it right when they start opening the theaters back up because he wants his movie to be the one that gets people back into the theaters. And it's kind of a bold thing to do because it looks like it was a really expensive movie to make, and it's quite a gamble to do that. But I got to be honest, the trailer is so good. That's one of the few movies that I might actually have to consider possibly going to a theater if things seem to be A-okay at that point.
See, but that's no gamble. It's a perfect strategy because people are going to literally do anything that they can the minute that it opens up. I mean, people, not many people right now are, if when given the okay, are going to avoid things. I can tell you that right now. That once things open up, they opened up getting haircuts here, and I guess they did in Boston too. And it took my mother like a month to get an appointment. Well, Ty, first of all, for people who don't know, if the NHL comes back, take us through the process of what they're planning.
So right now they're planning to jump to phase two next week, which is small group skates. With just the players, no staff members or training members on the ice, limited to 6 per session. A lot of restrictions off the ice as well. Players have to wear masks, trainers have to wear gloves, all that. And then if that's successful without any major setbacks, they'll move to phase three, which is a 3-week training camp. That'll be probably the first week of July, best case scenario. And phase four would be a return to play, which, again, if everything goes as planned, you're probably looking at middle to late July as the start of the round-robin tournament with the top four teams and then the best-of-five play-in series with the 5 through 12 teams in each conference.
Okay, so...
Yeah, okay. So, real quick, why do they need to do that? I mean, it seems like, you know, with 24 teams, as we were saying before, it's like everyone in the pool, but on top of that, it does kind of screw the Bruins as well. I don't know if it does because we don't even know what that round-robin tournament determines, do we?
Well, it's going to have to determine seeding. I mean, they're not doing
but
a round robin.
But then why not specify that?
Because I don't even think there's a need to. I mean, what is it going to just be like, hey, guys, play each other in a tournament? That doesn't mean anything? The very nature of saying tournament means that there's winners and losers.
Yeah, so it's going to be if every team in that is going to play each other once. So you have three games in total, and the best team gets the number one seed, number two, you know, so on and so forth. But I think what's important to note here that a lot of people are kind of missing when they say the Bruins and the Blues in the West are getting screwed, it's that regular season does count to some degree. If both teams, if you have two teams that finish 2-1, the tiebreaker will be regular season point percentage. So if the Bruins are the Bruins, right, if they don't go 0-3 or 1-2, they should have a good chance of maintaining their hold on the number one seed. So for me, it's I don't want to sit here and hem and haw about what the Bruins lost out on, because I think that if they play to their level, the level they established for 70 games, they should be the number one. They should have a good chance of being the number one or the number two seed in the Eastern Conference.
All right. How do you think they're going to fare when they first start? Like, is it going to be a slow start, or because I mean, there's been two different schools of thought with the, you know, them being one of the older teams. They've got more veterans, which means maybe they're used to this, but they also have older legs. How do you think they're going to come out of the box?
I think they're going to actually be in a pretty good spot in the sense that they're one of these teams that they can win 2-1 games. They have two goaltenders capable of winning those kind of games. And they've always been fortunate here because if one guy starts cold, the other one's been great. That's been sort of the motto here with Rask and Halak these last two seasons. So I'm confident with either goaltender being in net for any spell. And I think that just the way they play will help them win some of these 2-1 games that may come out of the gate. I just think that, you know, listen, everyone has to reinstall their program, right, from day one here. It's going to be a ramp up like no other. And I look around, and Tampa started off pretty slow. Holtby in Washington was terrible out of the gate. And the Flyers are kind of a wild card here. So I think that the Bruins are in as good a position as any other team within that top four. And there's going to be some rust on every team, but I just think that the Bruins system should help them out of the gate.
All right, so Halak, with this way that it's going to happen, is Halak going to play a lot more in these playoff-type situations than he would normally?
Well, I think that they're going to have to give him at least one game here with these three. You can't have him not play at all, and in case anything happens to Rask in the actual postseason. So I'd like to see them, you know, maybe if you have one game where you say maybe you give them both, if you have a nice lead, you split it almost like a preseason game. You'd have to get the lead and hope he can hold it. But I want to give him at least one game here to get back in the swing of things, get his timing right. Because you can practice, you can scrimmage, but nothing beats a real game against actual competition. So I'm curious to see how they split that. But if I were a betting man, I'd say it goes Rask, Halak, Rask.
What's the timeline? Because, once again, that's something that they didn't throw out there. But I'm hearing a whole bunch of different dates. What are you hearing?
Well, it seems like at first I was told a few weeks ago that July 1 was kind of their target date. They wanted that Canada Day. You know, what's a better way to welcome yourself back than on Canada Day? But that timeline's been pushed back. So now it is sort of mid-July, I think, is their best-case scenario, probably talking July 20th.
Is that for them going to the location and training, or is that – for that'd when this tournament
one.
Would start. Game one,
yeah,
okay.
That'd be game one of this tournament. They believe they can bang out the first two rounds in about a month's time. I would imagine that the play-in and the round robin will take a little bit more than a week, maybe 7 to 10 days. So that's when you're talking about July 20th start, I would imagine. But in terms of the training camp, they're shooting for probably the first week of July at the earliest, and then from 3 weeks from there is when you move to phase four, which is games.
Okay, okay, why are they waiting so long for the training camp?
Well, the phase two is the small groups. They want to make sure there's no incidents there. And I think that another problem for them logistically has been getting players back to their home areas. Obviously, Canada has a mandatory 14-day quarantine. That's been a little bit of a problem from what I understand. And, you know, some players, I just think that it's about getting them back home, and it's making sure that they do this the right way. They don't want to rush this and have an outbreak, and now they're back into phase one, because that'd sort of be the doomsday for them. So I just think they're trying to be patient here, and they've already settled on the fact that next season is going to start later. It's going to start in probably December, maybe January even. So they may as well use this time to their advantage right now.
Okay, so and what are you hearing of the two cities? At least they got rid of that nonsense where it was going to be 6 to 8 different places that it was going to be, and they've narrowed it down to one for the Western Conference, one for the Eastern. What are you hearing of the two cities?
So the two I've heard the most about so far have been Las Vegas and Columbus. Las Vegas was considered a spot for the NBA before they decided on Disney, so we think as of this moment, because of its abundance of hotels. You can keep teams, relatively close together. So Las Vegas is one, and Columbus is the other. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to sneak in Toronto here, just because it's Toronto. It just wouldn't surprise me. But again,
I never saw Toronto as an option. It was funny because I looked at it and I said, out of all the Canadian cities, I didn't see Toronto as an option, but you have.
Yeah, it was listed on their options, and almost makes sense because it's such a big city.
Right.
But at the same time, their issues, and Gary Bettman talked about this as well, that their issue is, again, that 14-day quarantine. That wouldn't work for them. You can't have players arriving on July 1 and then saying, okay, now you have to wait 14 days before you start the training camp. Because now you're probably a month behind schedule if you do it that way. So that's a problem for them. So I think it's going to end up being Columbus and Las Vegas. It just makes the most sense. But we'll see here. I just think those are the two best. But it wouldn't surprise me if they flip it and you have the Eastern Conference teams in Las Vegas and you have the Western Conference teams in Columbus, just to avoid any sort of favoritism here in terms of having a home team in their home city.
Well, that's interesting. But why would it matter if you've got no fans?
Comfort. The comfort of being home.
I almost think it's a benefit being away from home.
No.
In a situation like this where everything's flipped upside down, familiarity is important. I agree.
Yeah, that's the big difference between home and away anyway, is if you ask most of the players, is that the energy of the crowd goes both ways. It's just the routine and being in your own routine. Yeah. Wouldn't you say, Ty?
And the NHL actually said that if players are in their home market, they have to stay at the hotel. They cannot go home.
Exactly.
Because they want to keep it contained if anything does happen. So the other thing to consider here, too, is when we're talking about the seeding and the Bruins getting screwed, to your guys' point, home ice doesn't matter. It just doesn't. It matters for final change and for which side you're going to have face-offs on. There's no crowd energy. There's no – like. So for me, I look back at last year. The Bruins were a significantly better playoff team on the road last year. They were 8-3 on the road and 7-6 at home. They were just better on the road for whatever reason. They played a simpler game. They didn't chase matchups. They just played their way. So I don't care. I don't care if they lose and drop down to number 2 or 3 or even 4. I don't care. I don't think it makes a massive difference this year.
To be quite honest, I got to look back at the standings and figure out like how bad does the quality of opponent drop. You know, going from fourth seed first seed to fourth seed.
Tampa's 1, Tampa's 2, Washington's 3, and Philadelphia's 4.
You do not want to play. Okay, if you drop to 4, then you could play the Penguins, and that would suck. Like, that's a team that could possibly knock you out in the first round the way they're playing.
I feel the same way about Carolina. I feel the same way about Columbus. The Islanders play a tough style of hockey. Those are grinded out kind of games and they batter you. So those are tough matchups, I think. It's the playoffs. You know, no matter who you get, you're going to have a hard time. Who saw Columbus coming last year, when they beat Tampa Bay? So I think that if we're relying on the Bruins getting a first match, a softie in the first round, they were never going to win it anyways. So whatever. I honestly, for me, it's just Pittsburgh will be tough. But I look at the roster, a healthier Columbus is a nightmare, in my opinion, and a healthier Carolina could be trouble as well.
All right. Well, Ty Anderson, if you go to the page that is thehockeywriters.com, you get a nice an ad for best swimwear for large bus. So you get to see that. That's right, baby.
Miss Lady.
That's right. Tune in Tokyo, my friend. All right, Ty Anderson. Hopefully, are they saying any idea of when they will open up the movie shows?
I don't know. My old roommate's probably in line right now. He's waiting for Black Widow. He's demanding that we open up the theater, probably. So I'll have to call him and figure it out.
What phase is Boston in now?
We're at 1.2. So there's like each phase has 3 different weeks.
1.2?
Version 1.2.
All right, what are you allowed to do in phase 1? I know you can get a haircut.
So 1.2 is businesses can open it to do curbside pickup. Like, that's one. Oh, like stores can do that. Parks, a lot of parks are open back up, like outdoor recreation for activities. Like, I don't think playgrounds are open, but there's certain, you know, you can basically go to parks. And I think the National Park Service is back open and things like that.
But it's not fun. It's not fun to exist in this world. You walk around, and I keep the mask in my back pocket if there's no one on the street. But then, like, people drive by you wearing their mask, look at you, and you hate yourself more than you already did. I hate everything about stepping outside my house right now. It's just the worst.
Yeah, that was, if I hadn't come down to Tennessee, and believe me, I've had my own issues. If I hadn't come down to Tennessee, I would have, I don't know where I'd be right now. I'd be losing it. And I don't know how people are just accepting it. It's life. And just, no, it's not.
I think it's because you don't want to get sick or kill somebody. I think that's why they're accepting it. They don't want to. I think they're doing it for their own self-preservation.
That's not what I'm saying, Rich. What I'm saying is that just accepting it as being a norm, accepting it as being not odd is what I'm saying. I understand that you're very worried about what's going on, and rightly so. No, what I'm saying is I don't understand how people weren't freaked out, like, wow, you know, nothing. There's everything's closed. They put wood over basketball nets. I'm wearing a mask outside. See, these things are, I'll never understand, and I'll never apologize for not for thinking that we were living in some post-apocalyptic Mad Max style world.
Somebody said, someone tell Fred that on lots of sites, the ads you see are based on your search results. So that busted bra ad.
The last time I Googled porn, it was probably an AOL account. So I'm not Googling much porn.
Okay.
I know where to go for porn. I know the sites to go to. I'm not like and even if I did, God bless. I mean, listen, there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, a woman with some jugaroos. All right. So have you lost your mind at all?
I lost my mind by the fourth week when I couldn't find a piece of chicken and I couldn't find toilet paper. I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, what do you do in this instance? This is not fun. So I lost mine about a month in. I'm slowly getting it back. But it's still, I'm yelling at birds. I'm just not having fun. I miss the old world.
See, I'm getting fat again, which is a good sign.
I've lost 30 pounds.
I lost 30 pounds in the first 3 weeks of the pandemic.
I don't know. Considering Ty's body size, you guys are about equal.
Yeah, I would say so. And I guarantee if I weighed myself right now, I've gained 20 of it back. Just by the mere act of eating.
Dude, it's bad. I've memorized bird calls. Like, I'll be like, oh my God.
That's Laser Bird. Laser Bird goes.
All right. So there you go.
I'm like, hey, Laser Bird's back.
And then I'm like,
all right. Well, Ty Anderson, 98.5, the Sports Hub, thank you so much for the time, sir. We certainly appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
All right. Take it easy. We'll be right back.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Wow.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And sometimes there's a story that just gets you, going crazy. It's about injustice. And Mike Lockhart just sent this story. I don't know if you guys got it or not. But it's certainly, I mean, if this is a crime, now this isn't in the good old U.S. of A. This is in Thailand. And the good people of Thailand, you would assume, would know a real crime from a non-crime. But have you seen this article that was sent?
I don't know which one you're talking about, but I have a feeling I know where you're going.
I think you do. Mm-hmm. You know me too well. Mm-hmm. A man with a flip-flop fetish was arrested stealing more than 100 pairs of them from nearby homes that he made love to. Now, mm-hmm. Now, how do you know that those shoes were not... Oh, so they're stolen, are they?
Is it maybe okay to touch them again?
Maybe. Would an abused dog be stolen if taken from a home? If these shoes are being wasted and not being used...
Okay. Well, you don't have to put your feet in. You can leave them out.
Unfairly and unjustly arrested, Pat Klaye, or a.k.a. Hero, 24, was detained after dozens of complaints from baffled locals that their footwear had gone missing in central Thailand. Well, way to run to the 5-0, Tattletale. Why don't you keep better eyes on your shoes if they're so precious to you? You lock up your jewelry, but your flip-flops just sit outside, begging
really
to be
beautiful
humped.
Feet.
Begging to be humped. Officers eventually identified the suspect from closed caption TV footage outside of his latest alleged victim's property. Allegedly, indeed. The only victim is that the fact that the flip-flops were returned. He was arrested on Sunday afternoon at his rented home. You see that we must rent homes for fear of our landlord saying it's overcrowded with love. At his rented home where officers counted 126 pairs of stolen flip-flops. Mm. So what? He's in a multi-marriage. Old-fashioned. Flip-flops can swing. I bet you they all got along.
I mean, it was just a straight up flip-flop humping party.
Yeah. I love these knaves who think that flip-flops care if there is a multi flip-flop marriage. This gentleman allegedly admitted to stealing the sandals. Again, they probably were saying, take me, take me. If you see a bird lame in a tree, do not foster it back to health.
Okay, mm-hmm. Hang on, real quick. I need to know something. 617-779-0985. Mm-hmm. Ladies, there's a lot. There's many who listen to our show, believe it or not. Has there ever been? Have you ever been with a guy who just you found out he had a weird ass foot obsession mm-hmm. While you were dating? He started asking strange questions about, like, your
Rich
feet.
Rich at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Whether you would,
going
like...
Going after the foot fetish community.
Are any of the ladies of the DA things. Show still working in market?
By the way,
are they listening?
By
scared
the way,
them all away.
Okay, yeah. By the way, this is true. This is absolutely true that at some of these signings, and I know it was on I hate that I can't say it, even though it's not the term, but that at some of these... Like, you know, sci-fi conventions and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, you pay a certain amount for a picture mm-hmm. that you can pay extra for a picture of their feet.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Okay, so
let me get back to the story of persecution.
Real quick, if you are a woman who started dating a guy and things all of a sudden turn to, wow, this dude is obsessed with my feet.
Yeah,
how it would turn. And maybe it's something else. Feet are, to me, is the funniest, but if you found out they've had some weird thing about you, 617-779-0985, because that's Richard nightmare material.
RichardNightmare5toSportsHub.com. Again. I hope the ACLU is listening, going against this community. Well, listen, I barely have any time to get ready through the risk. The alleged thief, again alleged, said after several hours of wearing the flip-flops, he cuddled and kissed them.
Oh, God.
What's the problem? Oh. Foreplay for 10 toes. He cuddled and kissed them before stripping them off and rubbing them on his body. Then he had sex with them.
Oh, well, God. I mean, this is just...
I don't like the term sex. He made love.
Oh, he's, God.
Well, the best thing about flip-flops is it still has the mud that you stepped in. Unlike your standard pump, which does hold smell better, but... Beggars can't be. Listen, man, whatever floats your boat. Some guys like blondes, some like brunettes, some like to hump sandals. Now, this is what I don't like. Because it's he was a love him and leave him type. Once he had finished with one pair, he threw them aside and went looking for new flip-flops. Well, that's just... Listen, you have your main hoe, your bottom... Your bottom hoe, which is
your bottom flop. It's the bottom flop.
Yeah, your bottom flop. That's the one, you know, he's letting sleep in bed every night.
Right. Flops him in jail.
And then you would, you know, and Lord knows if you have a five-way, you in two pairs.
Right. You got the tip flip. That's the one at the top. And the bottom flop's the one at the bottom.
But my bottom flop. Yes, that's the one that holds down my crew. That's the one, baby, I'll never let you go. The sprawling collection amassed over 2 years included dozens of different brands. What a lazy guy. 2 years, I'll get dozens to hundreds of different brands, sizes, hopefully the bigger the better, and colors. Anyone like red on the sides, brown on top? All of them have been thoroughly worn. No kidding. Yeah, well, yeah. Ooh, the sky's blue. Oh, no, give me new flip-flops. They were lined up for a police press conference. Oh, as if you didn't go home and play with yourself to them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're not getting any phone calls.
Oh.
617.
Perhaps if I ask. 617-779-0985. Have you ever stolen shoes? Have you ever had a guy offer you money to take pictures of your feet? Have you ever had a guy come over to your house and then go after your feet? Just all foot stuff. Has this ever happened? It has to have happened. It seems so prevalent in society. It was even in the movie Boomerang. 617-779-0985.
Because I don't personally know anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rex Ryan was like, that was weird when that happened. Because I didn't even, that's a world that I didn't even know about up to that point.
You live in you live in your Catholic cage.
Catholics can love feet, I guess.
Not like I do.
Shirt. That's right. I've never heard of
it. I've smelt around the church. Not for me.
It is called a pew for a reason.
Well, they do kneel. Take a look over the pew.
This is the church-going foot sniffer? Is that yes. D.A., the church-going foot sniffer?
And as peace be to you. Oh, well, look what's down here. Someone had to walk
through. Father, the Son, and the Holy Flip Flop.
Someone had to walk through the mud to get here.
Oh, this is so.
Could you please put the wafer on the bottom of your pump?
All right.
May I drink the wine out of Milady's loafer? All right. 617-779-0.
It's Jessica Moran. Just ignore all the razzing from Toucher and Rich. I mean, it's funny, really funny, but it's just another case of mothership envy.
It is. It's mothership envy.
Well, that was great acting, too. All right. 617-779-0985.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot. Hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.